Hello, 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 and welcome to the wildly overdue Q3 2008 Osonix.com quarterly report. This report is overdue primarily because I was listening to some of the earlier quarterly reports a little while ago and came to the conclusion that they're pretty close to being a complete waste of time, at least the way they've been conducted to date, insofar as I am not that interesting. And I want to try to clarify something about both the quarterly reports and the site. This site is engineered around the idea that you do not know me and you do not know who I am. If you do know me, then the self-indulgence of the site is going to eclipse the comedy of the self-indulgence of the site, if that makes any sense. The main real purpose design method to the madness of the site is the idea that I am an anonymous schmoo working a day job, decoupling himself of his ridiculous psyche, or something like that. At any rate, let's see. So for those of you who don't know me, the intended audience of the site, what's been going on? Well, let's see. Oh, I don't know. Collapse of the economic system of the Western world. You know, I find it very interesting. No, I shouldn't say very interesting. Mildly amusing. Slightly ironic that for several years now, Axl Rose has been working on an album called Chinese Democracy, and everyone's known it's been pretty much well and done for about 2 or 3 years, and everybody's been wondering, well, what's he waiting for? Lo and ho, just as the government nationalizes the banking system, along comes the announcement that Axl Rose is going to release his album, Chinese Democracy. Now, do I mean to suggest that Axl Rose is one of the great neo-prophetic rock and roll musicians that I've ascribed neo-prophetic value to over the course of the last several quarterly reports and blog posts? No. But I guess another way of looking at it would be if even a guy like Axl Rose could see where things were headed, what does that say for the rest of us? At any rate, I guess a lot of us did see where things are headed. Anonymous schmoos like me and you. Music, proceeds apace. Finally got around to doing, the quarterly report because there was no band practice this weekend, owing to the fact that it was Halloween and 2/3 of the band wanted to go and consume large amounts of illicit substances whilst wearing costumes. I am the 1/3 of the band that did not so choose. It's a really great band, really great music going on. I just hope we manage to get some of it done before somebody in the band pulls a Keith Moon or a Brian Jones. The level of bad boyishness, I guess, on display is part of what makes it such a great band, such great rock and roll. Of course, I'm the uptight, erudite, pseudo-philosophical, intellectual, you know, guy on the mic. And preserving my brain cells is something that I opt to do. Though, Lord knows why. Not really doing me any good. So, yeah, I guess that could right there and all serve as a quarterly report. I guess we're going to have, if all goes according to plan, we're going to have President Barack Obama sometime around January 20th. Like you really needed me to comment on that. I hope the new boss is not the same as the old boss, as the Who would sing, but, you never know. At any rate, I was out in Chicago a few months ago, I guess in August, and was very encouraging to see how much they are very enthusiastic about Barack Obama in Chicago. I've been trying to explain to people since my trip out there, in New York City, where I hail from. We had a mayor called Edward I. Koch. Now, Edward Koch had about as much charisma in comparison to Barack Obama as I would say a lighter has heat compared to Mount Vesuvius, the volcano. And yet, I think it's safe to say for anybody who remembers the days of Mayor Edward I. Koch, he helped just change the spirit of the city. And people galvanized around him, even though he wasn't all that remarkable. He just, you know, had a good up mentality and wanted people to be up. And, you know, I heard some echo of that, although amplified, when I was out in Chicago. People really like Barack Obama out there. So that's good news for those who are like, gee, I don't know who this guy is. They like him in Chicago. Of course, they like Al Capone out there, too, so you never know. Okay. Yeah, I really should... Oh, yes, music update. Rick Wright passed away, and just having a conversation with some people about, you know, his relative contribution to Pink Floyd. And I would say that if Rick Wright weren't there, you would have had a less up-tempo version of Cream, or, you know, it would have been another power trio. And, there would have been nothing all that remarkable or distinguishing about Pink Floyd without Rick Wright. So, you know, think about that. Rick Wright, big deal. Anyway, I have a recording here of a tune that I played probably a year ago. I didn't play it. It just, this is a jam. This is further evidence of why I think it's cool to be me. Insofar as... sometimes when I get together with other musicians and we tie one on, things will just happen and songs will just appear, and this is one of them. This is a song, or what could have been a song, called Pink Floyd. This is what you hear is what you get. This just happened. Liam Wood, Ben Moran, and I, we just went into a room at the end of last summer, and after having played for a couple of hours, we came back from stepping out to the bar to get a drink, and this just arrived. And, you know, it's a song, and we were all excited. Everybody was like, oh, gee, well, let's have a band, and let's work on that song. But then Liam moved away. So, Liam, if you're listening, like I said, this site, it really helps if you don't know me. But you're stuck with knowing me, so... all I can say is this is a great piece of music as far as I'm concerned. I'm pretty sure you agree. Sorry we never got the chance to polish it, but then again, it would have been made completely redundant as of a month ago by the tragic death. Well, I don't know if it's tragic. The death of Rick Wright. I draw the distinction only because it's not a collision of good and bad ends is the definition of tragedy within Greek literature. It's just the unfortunate, sorrowful loss of Rick Wright. Anyway, so now I'm posting this song. I've been sort of hoarding it under the notion that one of these days we would get around to really working it up and fine-tuning it and making it a great rock and roll anthem. What you hear, as I said, is what you get. It's a little sloppy, not the greatest recording, stereo mic in a room. You know, that's why I haven't posted this, but when you step back from it and you think about it, this is really just pretty much a song, and it just appeared out of nowhere. And maybe there's something to be said for the magic of the moment. I know that in the biography of Neil Young called Shaky, written by a guy named Jimmy McDonough, he notes that Neil Young often said that the more you think, the more you stink when it comes to recording, and that frequently the first take, that's the best one. So maybe we never would have gotten a better version of this song. I don't know. It doesn't quite feel done, so I'm not putting it as a done thing. And so it appears here with the quarterly report as a sort of an unofficial B-side, a song called Line in the Sand / Pink Floyd. By a band that never was, although two-thirds of it will be, I believe. So Ben Moran on drums, Liam Wood on guitar, and your trusty old Osonics playing bass and singing up a storm. Anyway, so it's going to be a whole new world by the time we have the next quarterly report, or actually I guess we'll still be on the cusp of a new world unless I postpone the posting of the quarterly report until after January 20th, but even if I do, won't be too long. Here's a nightmare for you. Just a little dark paranoid thought, you know, because there are a lot of people who have speculated that maybe the current crew doesn't want to give up power. What if as Obama is going to be sworn in, somebody, you know, attacks the big old bleachers where they're all standing and manages to take out Obama and W. And so Cheney is left president and because of a terrorist attack decides to claim martial law. And clamp down to root out those evil terrorists who done us wrong. Wow. Wow. So let's hold our breath even past Election Day until January 20th. And let's hope for the best that at least there will be some change, even if the new boss is not that different from the old boss. It'll still be a better boss. How could you not be? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the continuing affliction of the Chinese curse that we're all living through. May you live in interesting times. Until the next quarterly report, all the best and the best to all. Thank you. Bye-bye.